morning. My name is Shaib Shahriyat. I'm the presenting author today. I'm doing my PhD in Department of Soil Science in University of Saskatchewan. So here I'm presenting part of my PhD research project on soil carbon. So my presentation title is Effects of Short Rotation Willow on Riparian Soil Organic Matter Qualities. Short rotation willow is a land use practice of increasing interest in North America and European countries. As we all know, the short rotation willow is a high density, fast growing, biomass producing crops harvested under short rotation cycles for bioenergy purposes. It has been increasingly used in ecological restoration work and riparian soil erosion control due to their important roles related to wetlands. It also been explored as a source of bioenergy feedstock and on marginal wetlands in prairie pothole region, including the riparian slogs in Saskatchewan. Prairie pothole region is a unique landscape well known for its millions of small wetlands and large areas of native prairie. It spans from southern Alberta, Saskatchewan, and Manitoba in Canada, and South Dakota, North Dakota, Minnesota, and Iowa, and also some parts of Montana in the U.S. If you look at the aerial view of these prairie pothole regions, so it looks like the potholes are small. So these are the aerial view of the wetlands. These wetlands provide diverse benefit of water and nutrient retention and cycling and carbon sequestration, and also wildlife habitat and biodiversity. It comprises some of the most important agricultural land in North America too. Changes in land use management can diminish capability of PPR wetland system for sustaining environmental quality. Research suggested that compared to annual crop, short rotation willow can promote soil biological activity and soil organic carbon. However, in short term, the activity and soil organic carbon has been found lower compared to forest and grassland soil. After research also suggested that after short rotation establishment, soil organic carbon has been found significantly decreased within the first five years, and followed by a recovery up to 19 years. However, compared to land use practices, short rotation willow can represent a carbon sink over a long period of time. Soil organic matter is an important ecosystem component, contributes significantly to soil fertility, influence many soil properties and biogeochemical cycling. Hence, the knowledge of soil carbon sequestration and turnover of under short rotation willow system would aid our understanding of soil productivity and the ability of short rotation willow to contribute soil biogeochemical cycling and environmental sustainability. Within the background, the question is whether the change in quantity and quality of soil organic matter will result as a carbon sink or source under the first rotation of short rotation willow within the riparian zone of these PPR wetland system. So with these question in mind, our objective was to assess the in-situ effects of short rotation willow on riparian soil organic matter qualities compared to adjacent annual cropland and unmanaged pasture. This is the location map of our field experimental sites located in Indian Head, Saskatchewan. So if you look at the so green color, they are short rotation willow cultivated that area. So short rotation willow crop and grassland are adjacent to each other in the wetland. It's surrounded wetland. Short rotation willow has been cultivated at the variety was Salix desiccados, popularly named as India, cultivated in June 2013 without any fertilizer. And crop fields has been cultivated by oats, by the local farmer, and these are the pasture mixed with brome gas and alfalfa, which has been unmanaged for 10 to 12 years unless some small grazing. If you look at white dot, they are the soil sampling collection location along transects. Soil samples were collected in the falls of 2014 and 2015 along transects by using auger from two different depths, from 0 to 15 and 15 to 13 centimeter. And the major portion of the field moist sample were air dried and sieved under 2 millimeter sieve to measure the soil organic carbon, particulate organic matter, light fraction organic matter, and soil carbon characterization by FTIR. And other portion was stored in the freezer as a field moist to do them water extractable organic carbon. So if you look at the results of soil organic carbon here, it's left side is site 1, right side is site 2, and upper one is 0 to 15 and lower one 15 to 13 centimeter. So total organic carbon, there were no significant difference between land use management practices and years in terms of total soil organic carbon. However, there are difference between the depths, and which is upper layer was higher and lower layer was lower. This is the results from water extractable organic carbon. Also, there is no significant difference between land use practices and air. However, there are depth difference, and there was a little bit higher water extractable organic carbon was found in site 2 than the site 1. But interestingly, in terms of labile carbon, particulate organic matter showed a significant difference between land use, and there were no significant difference between the air. But if you look the land use difference, most are in terms of posture to short rotation willow and annual crops, but there are no significant difference between annual crop and short rotation willow. Similar results was observed in terms of light fraction organic matter. So if you look at that, there is also significant difference between land use management practices, not significant difference between year, and also the similar trend. However, there are significant difference found between short rotation willow and annual crop here in addition to previous result. We did FTIR characterization in terms of soil organic matter characterization by FTIR. We collected spectral data and did some initially principal component analysis. So if you look at this principal component analysis, left side site 1 and right side site 2 in 2014, the posture is distinctly different than other land use, like they are mixed. So they are clustered together one side. That means they are different than other land use. And if you look at site 1, both annual crop and posture are distinctly different than short rotation willow. Similar result observed in 2015, posture is different than the short rotation willow and annual crop in site 1. And in site 2, annual crop and posture are different than the short rotation willow, 2015. We did component analysis in 2014 and 2015 to see the difference between sites, but we didn't have any difference in sites as because they are mixed together. You can't see any clustered area in this graph. But interestingly, we got a significant difference between 2015 and 2014 data, carbon data, in terms of soil FTIR analysis, which shows it's distinctly different. For these results, actually, we need further analysis like non-metric multidimensional scaling and redundancy analysis, but I didn't have much time to do that before I came to this conference, so I will do that later in that and show what is driving towards these difference in the years and land years. So in summary, I want to say that during the first rotation of short rotation willow in the riparian zones of PPR wetlands showed no significant difference in terms of soil organic carbon and water extractable organic carbon compared to adjacent annual crop and posture. However, there are some detectable changes in the level carbon pools of particulate organic matter and light fraction organic matter within the 0 to 15 centimeter soil depth, which is mainly from pasture to other land use. FTR characterization of soil organic matter showed some distinct difference between land use practices, mainly from pasture, which I showed earlier, and years. But we need to do, as I said in my little bit earlier, that FTR characterization of soil organic matter data needs further detailed analysis to see what is driving there and what is more there. So it will maybe explore more things and more driving factors which is driving this. I want to thank Ron Gear, senior technician, and summer research student from Agroforestry Development Center, AgriFood Canada, and also Amanda, Cassidy, Sierra, and Jacqueline, who helped me to collect huge amount of samples from Indian head to bring in Saskatoon. And also Professor Derek Peek and graduate student Gurbir Singh Dhillon, who helped me to do the FTIR and understanding the principal component analysis and the multivariate analysis especially, which is very new to me. And also I want to at least thank the Agriculture and Agri-Food Canada who funded this project solely. And thank you. These are the reference and I used, and thank you for your attention. Thank you. Actually, in this analysis, I didn't say it earlier, but we used 915 web number to 1700, which has covered most soil organic matter functional group. But because before that, we have some silica, phosphate, peak, and all these, and after that, we have some other carbon with other things. So we try to look at this time as an overall, but next time we will try to figure it out with a specific web number and a specific functional group.
Yeah, but some people think it's not even quantitative, it's maybe semi-quantitative. So.
Yeah, they do, but if you look at Dr. Derek Pick, some work, they are doing some quantitative work also, and they have the, in terms of phosphate, they have a standard, like, standard peak, and they just compared with that standard peak how much the deviation is. Yes, you can. This is the characterization, but it's not quantitative in terms of if you look at the wet chemistry things and all this. So, not as much as that's why I tried to look at before the level carbon and total carbon, and then go further if there are any difference to look at that in these areas. So, exploring. Yes.
Make sure you use the mic to respond.
Oh, sorry. Sorry.
Have you used any extract to do the FTIR?
No, not yet. I have my extract for dissolved organic water extractable organic carbon. Those are not in my proposal though, and those I stored before I came here. So I have my plan to do that dissolved organic carbon characterization. So if it is successfully show something, then I will do that. Obviously, I have my extract. FTR has a small tube, and then the jet goes, and how? Here and the whole soil, yeah, grinded whole soil, yes. Exactly. Yeah. I have a plan to do this. Thank you.
Thank you. Very nice.
Thank you.